Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 30th of October. Lots to get through today. We've got the football preview. We've got some pod horses. We've got some mentions. I was going to have a little sing-song this morning, a little sing-song to the Zoom last night. And before I did the ultimate Zoom, which is now in the members area for going through the new Poisson database and everything, I had a little Zoom with DJ Stanny from Sheffield. Old Lee Stanley Land in Sheffield. We had a little Zoom before to talk about some football markets. He came on, he was all DJ'd up. He had the flipping headphones didn't fit on the screen barely. Black background, discs in front of him. He was giving it a spin up. If there's any illegal raves up in Sheffield, we know where to go. 10 grand fine, Lee. 10 grand fine having these old DJ Stanley. And then spready. I've got to get myself an Excel job. You do about 5 weeks a year and 47 weeks off. And then all of a sudden this morning, because he's actually doing a bit of Excel, he's texting me non-stop, asking questions. Flipping unbelievable. Spoke to him. Spoke to him for a while. It was difficult to catch him when he's not on holiday. But yeah, he's not all there. Got his football course launching. And they see, flipping boy he is. Get on with it, son. Get the sheets out. I'm probably due another holiday. You've done a couple of hours' work. Yes, I did the Zoom. That was all right. Thank you for those who attended. As I say, it's there. And also in the members area for Ultimate is a discount link to join FDD. And I've also text one to Trading Guys. Ultimate members, you get a couple of weeks to take advantage of a discount. They're doing till the end of May just to try and fall in line, hopefully, with a football calendar again. Football proceeds as normal during COVID for these next 6-7 months, who knows what's going to happen. But so it's pro rata to the end of May. So there's in the announcements section of Ultimate members, you can join FDD. I will post some FDD trades in there then. Off the sheets I use for people who are members of both and trading group. You've got your own link as well that I've texted you this morning. Telegram, wow, I hadn't looked at that email address since I put it out there for people, and I couldn't believe how many people have requested access. It is miles above what I even thought. So I have set some people up, and that will start on Sunday onwards. If you haven't had it, do not panic. I will look to get as many people in as possible. I'm not going to have troublemakers, but I will have. I will add some more through next week. There were just so many there that, obviously one thing we'll have to do is keep an eye on markets and things as well. I was a little bit blown away when I opened it up how many emails were in there asking. But I will, as I say, initial lot are in, shouldn't have any problems. I will sort that out next week or so. I keep saying it. I'm not deliberately excluding anyone unless they are a known pain in the ass. I can then kick people out who go on to become a pain in the ass. Right, let's get into it. Where should we start? Let's start with the horses, shall we? Pod horses for today. We are 30.39 points up to Betfair SP in the win market, 17.86 points up in the place market, and we didn't have any yesterday, but we have a right old cotchall for today. We have 13 for today across three meetings. Newcastle 7.15 Daffina, and Newcastle 8.15 Burrows Seaside. Utoxeter 12.15 got two, Blackfinch and Fulgurix. Blackfinch and Fulgurix in the Utoxeter 12.15. Utoxeter 1.25 Panic Attack. Utoxeter 2.35 Fish Cough. Utoxeter 3.10 King Roland. Utoxeter 3.45 Black Tulip. And then Weatherby 11.55, soon Doyen Breed. Weatherby 1.35, Fransham. Weatherby 2.10, 2 for Gold. Weatherby 2.45, Longclaw. And Weatherby 3.20, Some Rain. So that is the horses, the pod horses. The mentions I have got, bear with me, open the text up. Again, it is Friday football. Chrissy didn't realise it was Friday football. See, today, pestering me, doesn't realise what we got to do. Horse racing. Right. They do rubber stamp Frensham, which we've got, I believe. Yeah, Frensham at Wetherby in the 135 gets a little rubber stamp in the mention. And on, where and what race is that? 210. 210. Two for Gold also gets rubber stamped, along with Joke Dancer. Joke Dancer, which is 10. Joke Dancer. So Two for Gold and the mention Joke Dancer. Both of those are mentions in the 210 rubber stamping the Pod Horse again. 355. No, odds on rubbish. Utoxeter. Hold on a second, if I can find Utoxeter. Utoxeter. Right, that's it. Let's get that up. Told getting the queue even at 1.61 is still too big. Should win comfortably. And in the 420 at Utoxeter, 420, Chatelier and Go Hard or Go Home are small winning places. Chatelier and Go Hard or Go Home. So that is the horses. Nitesh, I'm sure we'll sort those out on Twitter for you. As I say, when we move to Telegram, I'll just type them up and send them out when I've got a bit more time. Hopefully you get those 11.55. We get that 11.55 one in time. Football. Right, football this week. Wolves take on Palace. Wolves 2.12. The draw 3.2. Palace 4.4. There's nothing in the match odds for me, but Wolves have 23 games now in this current spell of theirs in the Premier League where they're priced over 2.0, and 21 out of 23 have gone over 1.5 goals for a profit of 5.5-ish points back in over 1.5, or 15.3 points laying under 1.5 to a 1-point stake. So the play for me there is over 1.5 goals, Wolves versus Palace. I'll probably do what I usually do, wait 15-20 minutes if it's 0-0, then start to enter from there. Sheffield United versus City. Sheffield United 10.5, draw 6.2, City 1.33. Last season I mentioned in week one that Sheffield United had the best home record of backing last season, so they're the most profitable team to back at home last season in the Premier League, but they've kicked off by failing to win any of their first three home this season, including one against Fulham. City certainly aren't firing all cylinders, didn't win at Leeds, didn't win at West Ham last week, and I did say last week a lay of City may be the play, and I think the same again. I think at 1.34 this week, I saw no reason not to enter a lay of City and look to trade it. Low risk play. They probably will win, but I think it will be a bit of a slog for them. Certainly don't see them blowing Sheffield United out the water. And as I say, at that price, it's a low entry. I think that's a fairly safe trade to have at that price. Burnley versus Chelsea, 6.4 Burnley, 4.8 the draw, 1.55 Chelsea. Everyone wins at Burnley, don't they? Everybody. Even Spurs won there on Monday. And if you've spent hundreds of millions and gazillions that Burnley at Chelsea have spent, they got to go and win. Burnley lost their last three at home. They lost to Brighton, lost to Saints, lost to the mighty Spurs on Monday. When Chelsea have been priced 1.5 to 1.75 in the Premier League last seven seasons, it's been 53 occasions and 4 points profit backing them. But lay the draw in those 53 games is 23.75 points profit. Chelsea should have too much here, shouldn't they? And lay the draw maybe looks a fair shout. Liverpool West Ham. two teams I just can't be bothered to talk about. Why would I want to talk about these two? Liverpool 62, now unbeaten at home. I told you last week it was going to become 62. West Ham won't be changing it, and it'll become 63. Nothing for me. Move on. Villa Southampton. Villa excitement reigned in with a 0-3 beat into Leeds at home. Southampton with a good win against Everton, looking a bit better now, Southampton, and they are profitable away to teams priced over 2.5. But the better bet for me here is over 2.5. In this price profile with Southampton away, over 2.5's landed 75% of the time for 7.4 points profit, and 100% of the time when the over 2.5 was odds on. It's currently about 1.71, 1.72. So the over 2.5 here for me, drip it in through the first 10 minutes and you can trade it, remove your liability, whatever. But I think that looks a strong play this week, over 2.5 at Villa versus Southampton. Newcastle v Everton. I mentioned Southampton clipping Everton's wings with a 2-0 win. You know, the fans all getting above themselves, weren't they, going to win the league, talking of titles. Numpties, honestly, sort yourselves out. Liverpool's already let down. Don't let it down even further. Honestly, you got one team in there that's a nose. Don't add to it. Newcastle, a 1-1 draw at Wolves. Everton priced 2.0 to 2.25 away from home. Has seen the home team only win twice in the last 17. And back in the away when Newcastle are priced over 3 is also profitable. So Newcastle priced 4 at home, you know, it's profitable back in the away team. Everton in this price band only seen the home team win twice. So a double chance draw on Everton, maybe a fair play, lay Newcastle. Certainly the numbers look towards that sort of play. You know, it's been a funny season, wouldn't put it past Newcastle winning, but on the numbers, that's what comes out. Man United plus one versus Arsenal. 2.1 Man United, 3.75 the draw, 3.8 Arsenal. Easy one, this one, for the big six back the draw when the price of the home team is over 2.0, when the big six have played each other and the home favourite isn't being odds on. 170 games, 27.7 points back in the draw. Also 27 points laying the away. So if you want to take on the misfiring Gunners at 3.8, I couldn't put you off that as well. Somebody surely will tell Aubameyang where the onion bag is soon, won't they? Sometime. Seems to be the old modus operandi. Arsenal sign the big contract and you lose the ability to play the game. Get a load of those Gunnosaurus cozzies in. Get a few players filled up in them. It's all they're good for. God, dear, they talk about Aubameyang being better than Kane. Do me a favour. But look at the stats. Put the stats up. Tottenham versus Brighton, 1.66 the Spuds, 4.3 the draw, 5.8 Brighton. Not often I say this, but I think Spurs are big here. Ignore Harry Wank's display at Antwerp last night. He won't be playing here, he's fucking useless. Brighton, poor record away in the Premier League. I've said it all every week, you know, laying them blind last three seasons. Shows a 14-point profit in 57 games. They've only got 3 wins in 28 when the home team's been odds on. Lump on Spurs as HBK destroyer. Safer players if you don't mind taking on prices like 5.8 lay Brighton. If Brighton win this, I am getting a job, I'm telling you. Monday, Fulham rubbish versus rubber ball. They're both down, no point even discussing it. And Leeds and Leicester will play out an entertaining score draw. Ultimate members, I pointed you sort of towards some ways to use ELO last week. We've got Poisson becoming active now. A couple of things to look at there. If you've got the sheets, but I'll mention them on here for everybody. A good looking value play is a first half goal and over 2.5 at Rennes in France. Drip over 2.5 through the first 10 minutes, and if it's still 0-0, sort of 25 minutes on, lay a late first half goal. And also repeat that bet at Coventry versus Reading. Both those tonight look similar. For that sort of bet, a first half goal and over 2.5 at Rennes and at Coventry. Schalke tonight priced, just other news, this isn't Poisson related, this is just other bits and bobs. Schalke tonight priced 3.35. They've not won now in 17 straight at home when priced over 3, and laying them since 2012 when priced over 3 shows a 9.7 points profit. But yes, 17 straight when they've been over 3, they haven't won now. Eintracht Frankfurt are odds on at Werder Bremen this weekend. And when Werder are away to odds on teams, there's been 62 games and just shy of 21 points profit laying the draw. So that may be a play you want to consider there. Eintracht Frankfurt at Werder Bremen. Roma are priced 1.9 this week. Can't remember who they're playing. I didn't write it down. Who are Roma playing? Fiorentina? Yeah, Roma are home 1.9 to Fiorentina. Roma have only won one of their last 8 at home when priced between 1.75 and 2. And Nîmes at home when over 2.5 is odds against has only seen 1-0-0. It looks a good game to trade the 1.5 and 2.5 market, and if it is 0-0 late on, you know, 85 minutes on, if there hasn't been a goal, perhaps lay a late one for your liability. Nîmes in France at home, as I say, when over 2.5 is odds against, has only seen 1-0-0 in the last 3 years. So right, that's it, that is the football. Sorry if it sounded a bit rushed, I wanted to get it out before this racing starts. Hope you all have a good weekend. I'm one who says it. Results will settle down. I know there's other people saying they won't, but I'm fairly confident the results will settle down. We'll all hopefully you all have a good weekend this weekend. I'm going to have a beauty. I just feel it in. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. DJ Stanny on the decks. I'll be back with you tomorrow for football and racing, and then Sunday will be NFL. I will put the NFL on the pod, but as I say, everything will go into the Telegram group for those in there from Sunday onwards. Have a great weekend, guys, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning sometime.